Primary election day is this upcoming Tuesday, May 6th, so we bring in our political science professor. He's Michael Bitzer of Catawba College, who also writes for a political blog, The Party Line. Professor Bitzer, welcome.
Good morning.
A few weeks ago, a lot of people were saying it looked like the U.S. Senate Republican primary would result in a runoff election, but some recent polls show that Tom Tillis is above that 40% mark he needs to avoid a runoff. So what's going on?
I think this primary battle for the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side turned from the tortoise primary into the hare primary. About 2 weeks ago, we had nearly a third of likely Republican voters saying that they were undecided. And to have that big of a chunk of that electorate with Tillis anywhere from 20 to 25% at that time, I think most of us looked at it and said, it's going to be hard for him to overcome that. Last week, we saw the spurt, the basically people deciding on which candidate, and a lot of them broke for Tom Tillis. And if these polls hold true, it looks like he should be able to get through with that 40% plus one vote threshold to avoid the summer runoff.
Okay, Tillis had been casting himself as a practical conservative, and this week at the UNC television debate, he emphasized his social conservative credentials.
I've been responsible for promoting life, which is important and will be important when I become U.S. Senator. That's why I have the endorsement of the National Right to Life. I've been consistent in my policy on Second Amendments. That's why I've got the endorsement of the NRA.
Do you think there's been a change?
Well, I think it certainly is a direct appeal to two critical groups within the Republican base. And if we're talking about folks who are the activists, who are the diehards, he needed to appeal to both social evangelicals, which we would consider Mark Harris to be the right candidate for that attraction, but Speaker Tillis is certainly trying to peel off that support by invoking the issue of abortion and the pro-life stance that he has. And then also the base loves the Second Amendment. And that's another critical kind of litmus test for candidates to really kind of appeal to the base there again. So I think it was a wise calculation to certainly say, you know, for folks who are going to be the activists showing up, he had to make that entry into those groups. He certainly has been perceived as a kind of moderate to conservative individual within the Republican Party. I think he's just trying to boost his credentials in those two particular key areas.
So is Tillis in trouble if he fails to avoid a runoff?
I don't think so. I looked back in 2012, and for those major races that went to a summer runoff, there were 12 major ones. Nine of them, the person who came in first in May won the eventual nomination. So if you're doing the betting average, the likelihood is whoever comes in first on Tuesday, if they go to the July summer runoff, certainly has the advantage. But you're talking about a tremendous dip in voter turnout, and the true diehards show up in those kind of summer primaries. So really, you don't want to risk the chance of having something come up and potentially, you know, be that kind of disruptive in a nomination battle.
All right, real quick, let's talk early voting numbers. Early voting is underway. Can you tell anything from those numbers in a primary election?
Right now, we've got about 2% voter turnout among Republicans. It's overwhelmingly white and older electorate and much more male. On the Democratic side, it's 56% white, 41% black. The average age for the voters is 62. So this is really something that we're traditionally seeing in these low voter turnouts. Statewide, probably about 15% voter turnout. In Mecklenburg, it may be below 10% voter turnout.
All right. Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer. We'll talk to you next Wednesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you.